Workers at a Starbucks in Greeley will vote on whether to unionize this Tuesday. The workers expect an easy victory as 90% of them signed on to the petition to the National Labor Relations Board to hold the vote. The balloting process will take place in two shifts, one in the morning and in the afternoon, at the 11th Avenue location in Greeley. Officials will tally the votes at 6 p.m. If approved, the Greeley location will be the 8th Starbucks in Colorado to unionize. If approved, the Greeley location will be the 8th Starbucks location in Colorado to unionize. Workers at more than 230 Starbucks locations nationwide have voted in favor of union representation in the last year. A lawsuit is forcing the city of Boulder to reevaluate its ban on oil and gas development with city limits. John and Valerie Wells argue that the ban took their property and mineral rights without due composition. In 2013, the city implemented what was supposed to be a temporary prohibition on gas and oil development in Boulder. However, that ended up lasting 8 years. On Friday, the city government settled with Wells for $35,000 and agreed to lift the ban. In November, Boulder voters can agree to forego the municipal control of the Boulder Public Library for a property tax-funded district. If it goes through, the library would be fully transferred by 2024, and the city predicts it would save at least $9.7 million. According to the Daily Camera, some of the proposals for the money so far include construction, staffing a permanent day service center for people experiencing homelessness, or park maintenance. Election deniers across Colorado are inundating county officials with public record requests while officials gear up for midterm elections. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Election deniers across the state are sending Colorado Open Records Act requests under the guise of mass fraud across the country. The requests are collectively asking for obscure pieces of voter information, which are usually negligible to the public. Election denier Tony Rambo, who sent over 60 requests across each county, even mentioned that he has no idea what the requests are actually asking for. He is just doing the legwork. Colorado County officials told CBS Colorado that the flood of core requests right before the midterm elections is a morale killer. According to the executive director of Colorado County Clerks Association, smaller Colorado counties are saying the requests are overwhelming for them, and they have been hearing reports of similar things happening to county clerks across the country. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
After one of the sharpest inclines in the country, Denver's housing market has begun to slow. Housing prices were down almost 2% in August compared to last year, and the number of houses on the market has also increased, going from about 1,000 last year to 15 this August. The increased price and supply has translated to more time on the market. Average homes on Redfin's most recent survey report show houses are taking about 11 days to sell, compared to last year's 7. Denver's increased housing prices is part of a nationwide trend. Across the county, housing prices have begun to fall and are about 2% lower than they were last year. Many point to a higher interest rate. The federal government increased the interest rate to over 6% to slow inflation, and in part to discourage wealthy investment firms from buying up houses in areas like Denver. Denver's housing slowdown ranked 5th in the country along with Sacramento. While researchers say more expensive markets tend to slow more quickly, they warn buyers from oversimplifying the recent market trends. There has been a lot of talk of a new normal, but what's happening in the housing market feels more like a new weird. Redfin Deputy Chief Economist Tyler Marr said to the Denver Post. Today, in Fort Collins, there's a high of 83 and a low of 44. In Boulder, a high of 79 and a low of 49. And in Denver, there's a high of 83 and a low of 47. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Jamari.